Hello, women of power and spirit. Today, we're going to talk more about rebirthing, specifically about rebirthing your thoughts. Today, I was talking with a client about what to do when your mind gets caught up in an addictive pattern on someone or something. Now, before I share my story, I want to be clear, I'm not an expert in addiction, but I've had my own experiences with addictive thoughts. And underneath the thoughts, at least in my case, lived an emotional need that had not been met. If I had known about the holding then, I would have used it because it would have given me a way to meet the emotional need in a healthy way. I personally believe I would have moved past the addictive thinking more quickly and easily. Here's what happened to me. In my 30s, I fell in love with a man and became completely addicted to him. As a wise therapist once said to me, all my young energy was mapped onto him. I expected him to be the person I needed him to be to meet my needs. I expected him to just know what I needed and wanted, so I did a very poor job of talking about what I wanted, discussing my feelings, or requesting what I needed. Because I couldn't speak about my own feelings, I wasn't able to inquire about his. And because I just expected him to be the man I wanted, my mind was fixated on his choices rather than my own. Now, you know, if you've gone to our full moon ceremonies or you've been involved with the She Academy, that the sacred work that we do as women is to become a woman of our choosing. And in that addictive mindset, I wouldn't say I was a woman of my choosing. I would say I was a woman of circumstances from the pain of my past. Now, that came up in a very specific way for me. In She Doorway to the Divine, we learn about the three primary ways we experience separation from the divine. One of them is unworthiness. What I didn't know then was that my hunger to feel worthy was driving my addictive thoughts. Because these thoughts were so embedded, I found it helpful to actively engage my thinking mind, my masculine energy, to reframe, redirect, and recreate new thoughts. Here's how I did it with my thoughts about my partner. I tended to think about him all day long. Certainly not every single thought, but every moment that I could, I was thinking about him. If I was driving the car, if I was doing the dishes, if I was taking a walk, I was thinking about him. And as I observed my mind thinking about him, I would let go of each thought as it came up by affirming that I loved myself and him enough to get out of his space. I want to repeat that. This is really important. I affirmed that I loved myself and him enough to get out of his space. Now, in a healthy frame of mind, yes, you think about your partner now and then. Yes, especially when you're newly in love, you think about them all the time. That's all true. We had been in relationship for many months, and my thoughts were getting obsessive. What was he doing and what was he thinking and what did he believe and how could he do that to me and how could he not know? And do you see what I'm saying? It was just this barrage of mostly what he wasn't doing and how much I was in love with him. I was in his space, not my own, not reflecting on my own feelings of unworthiness or not good enough, not reflecting on how I might communicate more effectively, how I might be more engaged. And it was creeping into my work life. My thoughts were on him when I needed to be focused on my service. So I was out of control. Somehow, I had enough intuitive understanding and good coaching and therapy that I recognized constantly being in his field wasn't good for either of us. And it was a measure of my addiction, not my love for him. Yes, I loved him, but the love I knew I had to get to, and this was a burning desire in me, was the kind of love that allows freedom of expression and movement of your partner. If I believed I loved him that much, then I needed to prove it to myself that I could allow him the freedom and expression of movement to be who he was and for me to be who I was. So I engaged in this practice. Whenever I thought about him, especially when I was thinking about how much I wanted to be with him and how he wasn't present enough for me, I affirmed that I was stepping out of his field out of respect and love for both of us, and then redirected my thoughts to where divine love was ever present and fulfilling. And for me, that was in nature, in the clouds, the trees, a blade of grass, a flower. In nature, I could receive the divine's love for me. By filling up and receiving the love that was always there through nature, I released my vice-like grip on my expectations of my partner. Eventually, the addictive thoughts stopped. In addition to retraining my mind, taking this concept one step further by recognizing the emotional needs I was trying to get filled through him and fulfilling them inside the holding would have been fabulous. That's why I share this with you today. I didn't know about the holding then. Now, when you're holding, you can even go right into the exact age your emotional need didn't get met. For me, that would have been the moment I felt unworthy. I might have been 5, I might have been 6, I might have been in the womb. And bring love to the inner child at that age. Let her feel, in my case, worthy. Let her become fulfilled. Ooh, what a difference that would have made. Now for you, it might not be rooted in worthiness. It might be something else. It might be one of the other primary points of separation and needs that we experience that we talk about in She Doorway. It might be one of the 10 emotional needs of the soul, or it might be something unique for you. But I would invite you to take a look at any addictive thought pattern going on in your life and ask yourself, what is it I'm wanting to feel here? What is it that is feeling unmet? And give yourself an opportunity to fulfill that need. By rebirthing your thoughts away from addictive ones and into more freeing thoughts, you're supporting that deep emotional healing you're doing. Your yang and yin energies can work together to take you into balanced thoughts and emotions, which in turn allows you that true freedom and that true happiness. So both retraining your thoughts more in the yang end of the spectrum, fulfilling those emotional needs in the yin end of the spectrum, and allowing that beautiful balance to call you out of the addictive mindset and into that beautiful loving space of freedom and happiness. As I've been sharing my story, perhaps you've become aware of an addictive thought you've been having. Take note of that thought and bring it with you into the holding meditation today.